Chronicle 3. Purpose Found in Only 25 Years by Mary Radu. Finding One's Purpose in Life, the Client's Story in His Own Words. I used to joke that my purpose in life was to find my purpose in life. I thought it was a clever line, and it may have been funny to anyone else hearing it for the first time. However, after 25 years, any humor it had for me was long gone. I hadn't been happy in my work for years, but I seemed paralyzed about making a change or even starting the process of making a change. For that reason, I reluctantly turned to coaching. When I signed up for coaching, I had two goals. I wanted to change jobs and actually write the book that for the past several years I'd been saying I was writing. Coaching helped me take a look at both. I began to realize several things. First, while my job has some low points, it's not bad. At least it's not as bad as I sometimes make it out to be. It's a result of my focusing on the negative. I can get myself all worked up about what bad things could happen instead of just living in the moment. I began to realize that most things I had worried about never came to pass. I decided not to worry until I had good reason to, and noticed that it wasn't very often. Second, I realized that getting a different job in my field wasn't the answer. Although the reframing I described above has helped, what I'm doing isn't what I want to do forever. Why go someplace else and start doing the same thing in a different environment? So I'm not going anywhere for a while. Third, I started to do things I wanted to do for years. I started bicycling to work most days. How does that relate to coaching? I'm not completely sure, but I started doing it when I started coaching, and I love it. I feel much better all the way around when I bike to work. My coach pointed out to me that this ties in with a goal I set out to lose a few pounds and tone up my stomach, as well as my personal mission of living with fun and creativity. Better still, I've started writing. I've written more in the 3 months since starting coaching than I've written in the past 2 years. I'm better organized about how I'm doing it, too. Writing an outline so I know what I'm going to write sounds like common sense now, but I hadn't written one. Now I have. I know the book will be written and published. What I'm really looking forward to is when the movie based on it comes out. It's hard to isolate an experience and say, I'm different now, and it's because of this one thing. But I think coaching has had a positive impact. I'm more confident and relaxed. I've set goals for myself that, for the first time, are realistic. I'm doing what it will take to accomplish those goals and will stay on that path unless something happens indicating a course adjustment. Then I'll adjust. I'm grateful to Mary Radu, who not only helped, but, as I discovered later, tailored her help based on who I am. She offered numerous tools that I'm using and for which I credit much of the change I'm experiencing. I'd recommend coaching to others, probably with a knowing grin on my face. The Coach's Story, paraphrased. This client became engaged with the coach through a client referral. The motivators were fear of loss, possibility of gain, a burning desire, and self-actualization. The enrollment process began with an initial call from the coach, inviting the client to an in-person complimentary session. Interest was positive on that call, with the client signing up after reviewing the decision with his spouse. The time frame covered 3 weeks, including the initial call from the coach, the complimentary session, the decision, the signed contract with first payment, and finally the decision session to allow time for preparation work to be completed. The coaching contract continued for 100 days, design plus 3 months contract. The written contract included desired outcomes. Outcomes were adjusted along the way with more emphasis on the process and quality of life outcomes versus end-stage goals. The contract rate had one rate for the design session, then a separate monthly rate, paid monthly. Measurement of success was based on a review of goals plus a self-assessment tool given at the end of the coaching engagement. The breakthroughs for the client were more emphasis on the process and quality of life outcomes versus end-stage goals. The client realized he needed more structure to achieve the process and outcome goals.